Welcome to the grub, my little grub babies.
Oh, thanks, Daddy.
Thank you, Daddy.
Thank you, Daddy. Just a quick go around. My name's Ben Russell.
My name's Greg Larson.
And I'm Fiona Fuckwit. No, and I'm Anne Edmonds. That was silly.
What a silly little prank.
Don't swear off the top.
Yeah.
So, Christmas.
Here it is. Mm. Christmas is here.
Is it when this goes to air? Is it here or is it past?
I think it's pending.
Is it pending?
It's about to drop.
I reckon.
Yeah, next Friday. Friday
ding
after.
Dong merrily on high.
Christmas, baby. Hey, I want to suck a dick. And I love to lick that tick.
But we did a podcast the other day for.
No, it's done.
Nah.
Nah, because we. This Friday, and then next Friday it's the 28th.
Oh, okay. So Christmas, I hope it.
Christmas is done for you.
I hope it's been amazing and just you didn't hurt anyone or no one hurt you.
Yeah.
That's important at Christmas time. Yeah. No one had to call a helpline.
Yeah, no Auntie Carol's.
Hope we don't hear from her.
What have you brought for us today, Anne?
I've got a panettone. Now we did a podcast with our friend and colleague Josh Earle.
Yeah. It's a lesser known podcast. Than Nah, just kidding. It's really popular.
It's much more popular. Than
it's
this
significantly
one.
More popular.
For now.
I'm not sure. Like, what is it? Do you know who I am, or do you know who you are?
Don't you know who I am?
Don't you know who I am?
Mm-hmm.
I always see the acronym, and that's.
Yeah.
Anyway, point was, I won it.
Yeah.
You did, yeah.
I feel like unfairly, but yes.
Oh. And the prize was a panettone, which, Greg, you've got give us your general thoughts on panettone to kick us off.
Because I recently bought a panettone for the first time in my life. I'd always seen those Italian cakes at Christmas time. Mm-hmm. I thought, what are they like? And I splurged. I bought one. It was like a $20-something one. Mm. I thought, here we go. It looked delicious. And it was the shittiest food I've possibly ever eaten. It was just stale. It's like it's eating stale bread.
It is a celebration of stale, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
a stale bread. It's a stale affair.
It's a stale affair. Yeah. So then I won a panettone, but this, if you could see it at home, we might put a photo up.
Paint.
We should put
a
photo up. Take a photo on your phone before we do it.
All right.
Paint a picture in the listener's mind's eye.
It's the sort of thing. It's the sort of thing you'd find at a gourmet. Night market.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, it's all wrapped in your, you know, what
looks like Christmas wrapping.
Oh, it looks a bit ye olde, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it looks
it does.
Like when you used to go and.
There's a wax seal.
Yes, there's a wax seal.
Like that.
And inside, I'm assuming inside is like a gourmet version of a panettone.
We're going to crack it open
and we're going to have it. Because this is what I'm thinking. This clearly is the king of the panettones.
Yeah.
And I think if this panettone is shit, then all panettones are shit. This is the only hope that panettone has.
This is the make or break for the Italian community in Melbourne.
we might have to come back because this is going to be hard to get into.
Oh,
that's some hardcore.
Why has it got string? This is why we've moved on from string.
All right,
groceries stringed bloody up. And you get home and you almost have a mental breakdown at Christmas time trying to fucking undo string and wrappers and. Fucking.
We'll be back.
I hate my family.
We'll be back very soon.
I hate my family.
Come into Margaret's free range porkery. We got all the pork you want, bacon, legs, and ribs. Down on Sydney Road. Come in now. In time for Christmas.
Welcome to Ted's Euthanasia Warehouse. Can I help you with something?
Yeah, mate, how you going? Look, I'm not actually definitely going to buy today, so just cool your jets for a start. I'm looking around, just sort of pricing some options here. I'm thinking about topping myself and just sort of looking what value deals you got going, what kind of discounts, what deals. Do you got anything on offer?
We've just got our usual sort of low prices.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you do it. You do a good guys. You do a bit, pay less for cash kind of deal. Like, because I was thinking, like, you know, you got your shotgun suicide here.
Yep.
You've got that build at $200.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I got a mate with a shoddy. You know, I could get that done.
Well, if you're looking for something a little bit more peaceful and something that, personally, this is my favourite one, is just a good old fashioned carbon monoxide poisoning.
You don't even know
that it's happening. You just go to sleep and then.
Yeah, I was thinking about one of them, but like a bit exy. Like for $400, mate, that seems like it's, you know, a bit exy. When you know you got torn limb from limb by wild horses for $25, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but that does come with the added pain of being torn apart by wild horses.
Yeah, you're right, but mate, you know, come on, you know, I got to save a buck. You know, like that's for the difference is a lot. You know what I mean? $25 versus $400.
Yeah, but if you bring us back a full tank of gas, then you get a rebate on that.
Yeah. Oh, get a rebate. There's a rebate sort of system on offer.
Yeah. It says right here.
Yeah.
Excuse me, sorry. Where are the nooses?
Oh, nooses? Just behind the Apple.
Thank you so much.
iPhones.
Look, mate, I saw, because I'm thinking about the limb from limb.
Uh-huh.
The torn limb from limb. Now, I saw at JB Hi-Fi, they're doing that one for $20. Do you guys price match here, or what are you doing there?
No, we don't. We don't price match.
It's $20, mate. It's $5 cheaper.
That's not something that we do. I couldn't even do that if I wanted to, which I don't.
Well, mate, because I'm, you know, I'm about to head down there. I've got cash.
Okay. You know,
good to get, mate. I'm gonna go down to JB. I'm gonna see what kind of deal they'll give me.
All right. No, we'll be here.
Is this the only size in the news?
No, it's a one size fits all. You just gotta here. See.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a lot of customers.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all right, mate, I'm trying to do a deal.
That's not
going
to work for me.
Okay, no worries. Is there something else I can help you with?
Yeah, knives.
Knives? Knives are right over here in the entrance.
Okay,
thanks. Let me know if you have it. Christmas is actually our busiest time of year.
Yeah, so. I accept that, mate. But, mate, I'm out here with cash. I've got $40 in me pocket right now. You know, and you're saying, mate, I'm going to take off. I'll tell you what, I'm going to take off. I'm going to get down to JB Hi-Fi. I'm going to have a look at the deals they got there.
Okay, so, we do have a 10% off for all men.
Mate.
This has got no grip on it, this particular knife.
Okay, no, there are grippy ones.
Mate, you just lost a sale. I'm out of here. I'll see you later.
Okay, bye.
I'll see you later, mate.
Nah. Sorry, gosh, he'll fucking kill himself. Let me show you where the grip ones are.
Last year, I was experiencing blockages in my bowels. It was taking its toll on my family and my husband and our sex life. Since then, I've been putting things up there. I put a hairbrush up my ass. Call now.
The Club.
Okay, thanks for joining us. It has taken a while, but we have taken the string.
Well, the string at least is off the panettone.
So we're still going to get the paper off.
Can I say as well, something that interests us was that this is a chocolate panettone.
I think a chocolate panettone. So, okay, the paper is off, and now there's a secondary box in the plain white.
I hate Christmas!
It's a plain white box.
Plain white.
Like a New Year's Eve's the next thing. Then you got to go out and pretend like it's the best night of the year, and it's not.
Something's falling out.
Uh-oh.
It's your book. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Now there's more plastic underneath.
There's more plastic.
This looks moist.
It does. It looks like it could be moist. But don't. The other one that I got looked like it could have been moist as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Why do you even have to go out on New Year's Eve?
This has got so much wrapping to it. There's a plastic. There's like some kind of tie. And now Edo's in.
She's in.
I've got my hand under it.
Here is underneath the moment of truth. How's it feel underneath?
Feels, I am getting some moisture on the hand.
There's moisture. Okay.
It's also ribbed.
Ribbed.
For my pleasure, under there.
So there we go.
And
here that's how you know you're in a good
mood.
I can smell.
You
picking that up?
Oh, it's like a vanilla.
Ooh. Mm. It smells.
Oh.
That's how you know when you're in a good mood.
Oh, that looks good. That looks good.
Can we get a photo at this stage?
Yeah, get a photo at this stage, please.
Do you want to do it on your phone? I've got a phone.
What a panettone.
Here, I'll take it. I'll take it.
It looks moist. You can smell it. There's a wrapper around it.
I'm going to catch the little tea. You'll notice the tea in the foreground. That's Anne's tea. That's Edo's tea. She made it.
There's a fruity aroma.
I think I forgot to take a photo before it was on video.
It doesn't matter.
So it's.
That smells. Really nice.
I smell alcohol coming off.
Yeah, me too.
That.
Yeah.
Okay. So I there's think more. We're
enjoy it. Do you just tear away into it?
It's now got a little. It's all. Yeah, a little another paper thing. Another thing. That's another thing you have to do, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the question. Do we get knives and plates?
Or do I just dig in with a hand?
Let's just dig in with a hand.
I'm going to pull at it.
Like the old Italians would have.
Oh, I'm separating
it. It looks soft.
It looks soft.
We're separating it now. We're going to come back for the official taste test. We've cut into it. It looks good.
Got a photo of that?
We're gonna come back for a taste test.
Feels wet.
Panettone. It's a wet panettone, and we're going to get into it right after this.
Your foot's all getting cracked in a heart. Why don't you put this special cream all over it? Put it in a sock, and the skin all slides off and it flakes off. Slippery Foot. It's a beautiful device. Available now online in lots of different places. See that skin just flake away.
Hello and welcome back to The Grub. Greg, you had an incident at the shops.
Oh, yeah. I was... fuck!
What?
My fucking phone. It's Honey Carol again.
Oh.
You had an old drama on Christmas. I got to get it.
That's all right.
I got to tell you this. Hang on.
Give her a call. Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Greg. Is that you? Is it love?
Yes, Auntie Carol, it's Greg.
Hello, Greg, it's Auntie Carol here.
Yes, hi, Auntie Carol, it's Ben, I'm here too.
Ben's here as well.
Oh, hello, Ben, how are you, love?
Yeah, I'm all right, love, how are you?
Good, did you have a nice Christmas, did you, darling, with all your family and all that? They were looked after you, did they, Ben?
Yeah, you know, just pretty relaxed. How about you?
Yeah, so you've got you've sort of got a loving family, have you, Ben? A family that, you know, like... cares about you and respects who you are and all that, do you, love? So that's nice for you, is it, love?
Yeah, well, are you okay, Auntie Carol?
Yeah, Auntie Carol, I gotta just step
yes,
in.
Yes, hello, we, Greg.
Yes.
Hello, Greg. Yes, hello, my nephew, Greg. How are you, darling?
Well,
how are you?
Honestly, I'm a little pissed off, Auntie, because, okay, you just left Christmas. You left before it even started.
Yep.
And I want to ask you something.
Correct.
Did you steal a ham and 2 kilos of prawns? Did you steal them?
Listen, love, Ben, are you there, love?
Yes.
And so your family, love, you know, if you're sort of, if you were an older woman that, needed a lot of love and support, you think they'd step up for you, love?
Yeah, I think that they would.
What didn't we
do? Well, listen, okay. Here we go. Start at the start.
Start. Tell me what happened.
Yeah, well, the demands came down again, didn't they, down the phone. You started it, didn't you, with your podcast and Triple M My Foot for a start, and then you're at me. Then you're at me. I've got you at me. I've got Henry. I've got a number of people coming at me saying, you've said on the podcast, I'm not coming to Christmas.
Yep.
Next thing, I got your mother, Maureen, on the phone. She's in tears, isn't she, again? Using her manipulations and all that. Can you
She's
come up?
Sad that her sister isn't coming to Christmas.
Blow it all to hell and smithereens, darling. Listen, what happened was, so, of course, I get the phone call. Any flight you want, Carol, come up. Okay, so there I am on the day before.
And the flight was paid for by mum?
Yeah, well, all right. Yeah, all right. She's paid for the flight. But then I get to the airport, don't I? Where am I put? I'm put at the back of the plane.
That's,
right up the back.
You're the one who's responsible for checking in.
Well,
you know, you
darling,
can pick your seat.
Would it kill you? Would it kill you to ring Qantas and say, I've got my auntie coming up? She's not well. She's got the knees, you know. Would it kill you to ring up and get her put into business class or something like that?
Oh, you want us to pay for a business class ticket? Are you kidding?
Well, she's got enough money up here, up there with that bloody Warren and whatever they're doing, the construction business. And I'd love to speak to the tax department about that. I'm not making threats, darling, but I'm just saying, you know, you've got to keep yourself above board.
Talk to there's nothing. It's all above board. They make some money. They're not rich. They can't afford business class tickets.
Well,
they can't afford business class tickets at Christmas time.
Yeah, Qantas, that would have been.
Listen, I see all the trinkets she's got around her house.
Trinkets, okay.
Well, cool. Hello. The tax department wouldn't mind seeing those trinkets, all those porcelain you know, dolls and cows and whatever she's got, you know, and all her clothes and her jewels that are just dripping off. She's like a bloody princess, lardy, bloody dar up there, sitting up there. Anyway, so up I'm dragged in the morning of Christmas, you know, we all go, aren't we all dragged up to Queensland, come on. And then, yes, I'm picked up from the airport, okay, yes, all
picked
right.
Up where from the am airport. I
put? In the back seat. Straight away into the back, like a child.
There's actually, in that particular car, there's actually more room in the back seat than in the front seat. Well,
there's her and Warren sitting up in the front like King Bloody Dick and Mrs. Ho, you know, ho, ho, bloody Merry Christmas, whatever you have. Now, I get up there. I needed to have a lie down, didn't I, darling? Mm.
You and always yes, need
was,
a lie down.
Yes, and they gave me their bedroom, which was, it's not the nicest room, but it's all right, isn't it? It's got the, you know, and then I'm asleep, right? And I'm either asleep. She goes out, doesn't she, with her friends for her morning Christmas walk. Oh, up and down the canals she goes. That's embarrassing, her doing that at her age, walking up and down canals.
She's getting out and she's getting active. She's got friends. There's nothing wrong with it.
Oh,
there's nothing wrong with it.
Active lifestyle is important, Carol.
Oh,
I mean.
Oh, what a load of rot. Comes home. It's all to show me up, of course, isn't it? Look at me walking, Carol. Look at me walking. And she knows I've got my knees. Could she spare it for 1 week, do you think? One day? Could she say, I'm not going to go out walking because Carol can't walk?
Okay,
she didn't even invite me. You know, says I was asleep.
You were asleep. You wouldn't have come. What do you want?
Next thing, knock at the door, Carol.
Yeah.
Here it comes, Carol. We thought you might like to come out and shell the prawns before lunch. Well, here it is, isn't it? Here it is. It's here. And that is slave. I've been brought up because no one else will do it. They're all too la-di-da, you know. Henry's mother, Bernadette, she's doing
shelling
nothing.
Shelling prawns is fun.
She was sitting out the back, you know, and everyone's like, oh, she's had cancer or whatever. Oh, bully. And then I'm dragged in. Aren't I? Shell the prawns.
We all had jobs to do. That was one job you were asked to do. We've all been slaving away doing millions of jobs. It's not that difficult. I would have happily shelled the prawns. If you didn't want to shell the prawns, you could have done something else.
Excuse me? What do you have to do to shell prawns? Stand at the bench. What can't I do?
I don't know. You can't do anything these days.
Darling. That's it. I can't stand.
You could have sat at the table. You could have sat.
I was pull up a chair. No, listen, I became very upset and I became quite sad and I started crying, love, and the tears were rolling down and into them prawns and I thought, I can't actually stay here. I'm that anxious and I, you know, and that's where I went, love, and I just had to go.
And you went and you took the prawns with you. So you did shell them in the end, didn't you, to eat them. You took a ham. You took a fucking ham, Auntie Carol. You took a fucking ham and two kilos of prawns.
I knew there'd be nothing open at the airport, love, and I was going to have to sit there for 4 hours.
So you sat at the airport and consumed a ham and prawns.
I had one ham, love. I had one ham.
Yeah.
Go on, sue me. Get a lawyer and get a bloody court.
It's getting to the stage where I think I would be keen to get a lawyer to talk. You know, this is insane.
And an orange jumpsuit, darling.
You know,
try me and throw away the key because I ate a ham at the Gold Coast Airport.
I just think that you guys need to just.
Yeah, we need to sort this out another time, Auntie Carol, because this is just crazy. You can't be calling in. We're doing a podcast.
Well, what I'm ringing up for is the apology, and I'll get it, darling, and I'll keep ringing back until you get her on the phone and she can apologise.
You are crazy. You are crazy if you think you're getting an apology out of us. You have gone to your last Christmas, Auntie Carol. That is it. I'm going to hang up. Done.
Yes, love. Oh, yeah. I've got something.
Wait, Eddie, I've pushed something on the phone. That's the speaker.
No, you're going to press it.
I think I've hung up. No, she's still there. Are you there?
What? Oh, no, I've got a yes, love. I didn't order fish and chips, did I? This.
Here we go. Yep.
Cool. All right, moving on.
Are you all right?
I can't deal with her right now. God, what a nightmare.
Next up on the grub.
Hey, my name's Trevor. Come on down to Predator Paintball. Predator Paintball, just outside the city. Come with friends. Come with enemies. We've got some great paintball courses for you. So get on down and sling some paint with me, Trevor. No alcohol.
Welcome back to The Grub. We are mere minutes away, even seconds, from a taste test from what could possibly be the first moist panettone in the world.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right, I'm holding
it. I've got a bit too. Do you want us to both go at the same time?
Yeah, let's go at the same time.
Can you
here's a bit for you, Ben.
Yeah. Bung us a bit.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, it's moist.
It's wet,
moist.
Isn't it?
It's moist.
You can smell
moist.
The chocolate.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Three, two, one. Go.
No, it's stale.
No.
What? No, I like it. Mine's not stale. Mine's wet.
Yeah, but it's not. What is it? It's some sort of combination of cake and.
It's not a cake. It's a bread. It's a loaf of bread.
Forget
it's a loaf of fruity
so
bread.
So therefore it's stale. Because bread, you eat the same day.
It's definitely just bread.
What is it? I don't mind it.
I don't mind it. I think that.
But it's not. Fresh.
It's not fresh.
But this is the best panettone I've ever had.
Mm. But
I like the chucky.
I will say that it's the bread element to it is just stale. It's
a
stale
just
bread.
It's just a stale bread.
But the chalkiness is moistening it up and it makes it palatable.
Mm.
I could definitely see it dipped in brandy or something.
Yeah. Mm. I could eat this. I'm not going to lie to you.
No, we could eat this.
I'm going to eat this. We're going to eat a fucking panettone here on this podcast.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, great. Stay tuned for more panettone here at The Grub.
I am a
Welcome back to The Grub. I'll tell you what.
Actually, I just want to, just very quickly, just ask you guys a quick question.
Sure.
Sure, Ben.
Which window would you like to go through today?
What are the options?
They're right. Arch window?
Arch window.
Circle window?
Circle window.
Diamond.
I like the circle.
Yeah, it feels.
The arch window. Here we are in a playground. Oh, there's Susan. She's on a slide.
Do we interact with you in this?
Down the slide.
No.
That was fun. Oh, there's Davith.
Okay.
He's getting a drink. Cool, soothing drink. Yum, 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 yum.
Have you been taking acid?
Yum, 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 yum. Oh, there's a man in the distance playing with a drone.
Okay.
Watch out, ladies. Drone pilot. Oh, there's Candy. She's kicking a ball. Off she runs.
God.
Oh, she's got it again. Oh, there's Jemima. She's in a wheelchair.
Okay.
She's enjoying the trees and the sun.
What's wrong with you?
What is this?
And then the chimes will come back in. Cut this bit and be like, what do you think about that?
Je suis Grub. Je m'appelle Peter Grubby. Grubby Grub. Now, pass me a baguette.
Now what are we going to do?
Can we just get some ASMR of us eating?
Please don't. I reckon it's. I think we would have lost listeners off the last.
Yeah, I had a few people text in text me.
When did we do that?
I think maybe was it the second episode?
We ate
peanuts.
Oh.
And
can you please I don't know what an ASM is.
ASMR is when people, I don't know what it stands for.
Mm-mm.
I forget what it stands for, but it stands for something.
Mm.
But basically an ASMR is people get shivers down their spine in a good way. They like it when people talk into a microphone like this and they say things and then they crack something like a can of Coke and go tss, and then they put their fingers in things and they touch things and they go, hello.
It's just absolutely revolting.
Yeah, it's, you know.
You find something that the internet hasn't made revolting, and I'll find you another panettone.
I'll tell you what is. I'll tell you what is the most revolting thing you can ever look up on the internet.
What?
V-O-R-E.
Vore. I've heard about this. Someone tweeted.
I'm not going to explain it. Google it, and then you'll find out.
V-O-R-E. It sounds like a word you try and get away with in Scrabble.
Mm.
Is it a word?
Yeah, it's like gore, but vore. It's a weird.
Ben's getting Google
it's
up.
It's weird. It's yuck. It's fucking fucked up. This panettone is so good.
Yeah. I wonder if we were breathalyzed now, whether we'd.
Yeah, there's definitely a brandy
tinkle
element.
The system.
Mm.
Oh. Is it just people being eaten?
Yeah, it's people being eaten by usually mythical creatures.
What?
And it's people find it sexually arousing.
What's wrong with people?
It was like, and you can watch animated videos of like someone being eaten by, it's usually someone in their undies, men and women, being eaten by like a T-Rex or a dragon.
I'm sick of having to accept everybody's quirks. I just don't want to have to deal with anyone anymore with any quirks or excess. No, they're not even eccentricities. They're just boring quirks at a dinner party, like where someone wants to talk in a baby voice or something. And now in this acceptive age of no bullying, everyone has to go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You can sit up the end and go, I mean, I'm going to go probably to Japan next year.
Oh, a bunch of our listeners just got a big boner.
let's crack on.
Crack a fat.
And I just laugh teeth and I haven't heard crack a fat in a long time.
I got my foot in the panettone box.
It's all gone wrong.
I feel silly.
The room's getting hotter again. We're just grabbing fistfuls of panettone. Edo's got a foot in the panettone box. This is
not
chaos.
The one we're eating, the one that's empty. Oh, that's too much, Ben.
Yeah, what? Ben's really getting into this panettone.
Oh, I'm not.
Ben's
I'm
had five Dexies and he's hungover.
I'm not. I need to wash my bloody. This is going to
bottom.
Come on down to Mickey's Used Condoms. We got used frannies, used jimmies, used dingers. Chuck them in a bag, get as many as you want in the bag, put them in the back of your four-wheel drive, drive them to the fucking desert. Used condoms, they'll fucking rule your world.
All right, we have a comedy guest tonight in the Grub studio.
Love a comedy guest.
Yeah, she's from America. She's big right now. She's got a Netflix special out. She's all over the place. Say hello, everyone, to Sarah Kay.
Hi. Oh, yeah, I'm big right now. Yeah, I'm big. I'm huge, guys. You can barely get me through the door. I'm huge. I'm massive right now. Yeah, good on you. Like, nice. Wow. Wow. Thanks.
Thanks for coming on our little podcast.
Yeah, right. Yeah, what is this?
It's called The Grub.
Oh, my God. Get me out.
So what are some things, this is your first time to Australia?
Yeah, and I'm like, no thank you. Like, I'm flying. You know, hey, You know it takes 24 hours to get
so
here,
can
right?
you just be a bit more on the mic?
Oh,
just when you're,
sorry, guys. When you're oh, no, I've never done radio before. I apologize.
No.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Sorry. I don't go on millions of podcasts in America with millions of listeners. And you guys are like, oh, come in. We've got 2,000 followers. Like, why am I even here? I come on the plane. The plane takes 24 hours to get to this country.
Takes 15 hours.
Yeah.
I get off. I'm like, what is this? The airport. I'm like, where's the Starbucks? Where's anything at all?
This is a bit from your show.
No, it's not a bit from my show. You know when you get up in the morning, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. You get up in the morning, okay, uh-huh. and you think to yourself, what am I going to wear? You open the wardrobe in the morning. Uh-huh. You open the wardrobe. There's nothing in there that's clean. Yeah. You're like, I'm not going to work at all.
You definitely, it's just because that is definitely one of the bits on your Netflix special.
I'm sorry. A little podcast wants me to come in. Okay. Yeah. I get an email from a podcast. Can you come in, Sarah Kay? Can you come in and talk to us? Then when I get in here, it's all this, oh, you're doing bits from your show. I'm sorry. It took me 24 hours to get here. I get off the plane. I don't even see a kangaroo. I'm like, in America, we don't have kangaroos. We have bears.
Yeah, I know. Okay. That's the bit. It's just, it's fine. This is just a chat thing. Like, this isn't, you know, we didn't get you on to do material. It's
Oh my God. Are you a comedian?
Yeah.
Oh my God. And you're a comedian. I have never heard of either of you. And now you're here. You're doing a podcast. Oh my God. Where am I right now?
So, what are some different? Are there any differences between crowds? So difference between Australian audiences and American audiences?
America, greatest place on earth. You know, I just played Chicago before I left. It was amazing. I come here. Uh-huh. I mean, I went to a club last night. I'm like, what is this? Can you even get an Uber? Like, can you even get an Uber here?
We have an Uber.
What? Like, I'm getting on the Uber app. It's coming up, like, empty. There's no cars. Can you get an Uber? Can you get a coffee? Like, can you even go to Starbucks here? I don't even know.
We have way more coffee in...
Oh, my God.
It's well known that Melbourne, especially, is the coffee capital.
Oh, I'm sorry. You do a podcast.
I used to live in Chicago, and there are more cafes here.
I'm sorry. You had a podcast in Chicago. Is that it? Oh my God, sorry guys. Oh my God, and you're a comedian yourself?
Yeah, yeah.
How many, like, have you got a Twitter?
Yeah, I got a Twitter.
Okay, and your name?
Greg Larson.
Oh my God, okay. Yeah. Okay, so I'm talking to someone right now who has 2,000 followers. I mean, I'm in a small room.
More than that.
No, oh my God. Like, why? You know, is what, you know, and it's amazing. So anyway, I'm on tonight. I'm at Hamer Hall. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm getting all that, like, on the online views and everything. Mm-hmm. I started 2 years ago and I've got, you know, like, I've got two million followers. Come down. We're sold out. Okay. Thank you so much for having me. What is this? I will not come back.
Stop giving us the finger. Why?
What is this? Hate this. Thank you so much.
Why did you have to be like that? Oh, well, thank you, Sarah Kay.
She was a bitch.
Mm.
Can I say that?
Well, you have.
Hmm.
Corned beef. You love corned beef? Well, now there's all the corned beef you could eat here at Jonathan's Corned Beef Discount Warehouse. Yum.
Pass the corned beef, Dad.
No! I'm not gonna fucking pass you any corned beef, you little cunt!
You wanna end this episode?
Yeah. I think we should end this episode. Yeah. Grub of the week. Or no, is there something else?
I thought we'd arrive at this point in the episode and be pronouncing a panettone and anyone who's ever made one a grub.
Mm.
But I've had a change of heart.
I have. I just think we're subjected to shit panettones, but there are good ones out there.
Yeah, I think that's what we've learned.
Yeah.
I think it's like pizza.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shitty pizza places that sell you garbage pizza, but good pizza is good.
That's true.
Thanks, Greg.
You are so brave.
I know. I'm going to say
wisdom.
In honor of this panettone and the giver of it, I would like to nominate Josh Earle as Grub of the Week.
Yeah.
Absolute grub. Little.
But I'm trying to find the logic because Josh Earle gave us this panettone that we're enjoying. So how does that make him a grub? I'm not saying not call him Grub of the Week. I'm happy to call him Grub of the Week.
He once looked at me funny.
Yeah. I'll pay that. Any other reasons?
No. It was purely just a nice little thing.
It's a nice Christmas gift to him.
Mm. Yeah.
Little mention.
Josh Earle, you are Grub of the Week.
Hello. Welcome to Fuck You.
I'm so sorry. What was it going to be?
I don't know.